Mr. McDaniel loaned you $3,000, and in exchange, you gave Mr. McDaniel what?
4 checks.
Their promise to settle up was worthless.
So what happened?
I told him the account was shut down. Those checks would no longer be any good.
And their excuses.
I don't care about your troubles.
Get them nowhere.
I am not that kind of an empathetic person. That's why I make a very good judge.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Ryan McDaniel is suing his former employees, Rebecca Williams, and her boyfriend, Anthony Kaiser, for an unpaid loan to pay their back property taxes.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 386 on the calendar, in the matter of McDaniel versus Williams Kaiser.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. McDaniel, you're in the auction business.
I own an auction and estate sale company. Yes, Your Honor.
And you've known the defendants for some time, and they've worked for you over the years, is what I gather.
They've performed work for me, yes.
What kind of work?
Mostly deliveries to and from the auction, Your Honor.
And your last name is?
Williams.
Is this your husband?
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend. How long have you been a couple?
4 years.
The two of you, in addition to working sometimes for Mr. McDaniel, according to what I read, the two of you take care of someone who was incapacitated.
Yes, ma'am.
And that person's name is?
Kathy Mullins.
She related to either one of you?
No.
So she hired you as caregivers?
Yes.
And as caregivers, you got to stay in her home?
Yes.
For free?
Yes.
And when did that start?
In 2012.
Do you also get paid by the state to take care of her?
No.
So you just live there for free?
Right.
There came a time when Miss Mullins was behind in either mortgage or taxes.
Taxes.
And you didn't want to lose your home because you had free rent. So you went to Mr. McDaniel and asked Mr. McDaniel if he could loan you $3,000 and you would pay him back because you didn't say this, but I'm saying it because you didn't want to lose your home, right?
Right.
Mr. McDaniel did, in fact, do a little bit of due diligence, according to what I read, and did ascertain that there were taxes outstanding on the house.
It was a reverse mortgage that was involved in this, Your Honor, and I did speak with them, and they did let me know that there were some monies due or they were going to claim the property. Yes, Your Honor.
Do you know, Mr. McDaniel, in what year this reverse mortgage was taken out?
No, Your Honor, I don't.
Do you?
No.
It was taken out before you moved in?
I'm not sure. I was asked to move in there, and I just did it because I knew her son. So
I'm asking a very simple question. Don't go off on me.
Okay.
All I'm doing is asking you whether you knew when the reverse mortgage was taken out.
No, ma'am, I don't.
So Mr. McDaniel loaned you $3,000, and in exchange, you gave Mr. McDaniel what?
I gave him 4 checks.
For $750 each. And what dates were on the 4 checks?
They were for the 4 months that we're supposed to pay the money back.
So what happened?
What happened is our account got hacked by a clothing store in San Francisco. So to be investigated, they shut the account down. So I called him and told him the account was shut down. Those checks would no longer be any good.
When did you tell him that?
It was
before
around...
Before he cashed the first check?
No, I suppose, yeah, I guess.
Well, when did he give you the $3,000?
In December, I believe.
And when did you close your account?
It was between Christmas and the beginning of January. I'm not really sure. I don't remember.
You're getting that red flush on your chest.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. It's one of my all-time lovely telltale signs of what did I get myself into.
No, I just honestly can't remember dates that well.
Now, so far, nothing that you've just said to me has anything to do with Mr. McDaniel and you're owing him $3,000.
I don't care if you're $3,000.
I don't care. Well, so I'm saying to you, so far, I'm asking you. He gave you the $3,000. You agreed to pay him back monthly, $750. So far, the next month, you had an excuse why you didn't pay him. And then what? Now we're in January. What happened in February?
Nothing had been resolved. By this time, all the bills were due. Everything was closed.
Shh, listen to me. I don't care about your troubles.
I understand.
I am not that kind of an empathetic person. That's why I make a very good judge. because I look at it and I say $3,000 is what he gave you. I want to know when he got his $3,000 back. And if you didn't pay him back his $3,000, I'm asking you why.
But I didn't have it.
Oh. That's a reason. That's a
well,
reason.
Well, and we estate sale and didn't get any cash for it.
Okay. What he's saying is you owed him $3,000, but he's only suing you for $1,500 because you acknowledge that they did, in fact, work for
him. Yes.
One of them did.
Yes. Yes, Your Honor.
Right. So far, he's been very smart. He hasn't opened up his mouth. Do you understand? Probably wise. So she worked and didn't get paid because it was during after this period where she was stiffing you on the $3,000. That a fair statement?
One was not related to the other. I mean, I was happy to pay her for the estate sale, and she said, I will work this for you. You've done so much for us. Don't worry about paying me
Fine.
For the estate sale.
I want to know, Mr. McDaniel, there's no question that you loaned them $3,000. They acknowledge that. At least she acknowledges on behalf of him who wisely has kept his mouth shut. She says because she worked an estate sale. But you're not suing them for the $3,000. You're only suing them for $1,500. I want you to tell me why.
They did give me a cash payment of $700 at some point, at which time I returned to her one of the checks that she had written because I told her I would return the checks to her as they were paid off. So she did pay back...
$750.
Perhaps $750.
Fine. So $750.
And then every month there was some reason why.
I'm asking you why you're suing only for $1,500. Is the other $750 because she worked an auction?
No, absolutely not.
Well, then why only $1,500?
It was because I told her if she would write me four more checks that were good, that I would take $1,500 and forgive whatever was left on the balance, just because I didn't like to chase her every single month asking, will you pay me, will you pay me, will you pay me?
Okay, so you gave him $750, and of the $750, in addition, you worked for an auction. He's suing you for $1,500. Why don't you owe him $1,500?
Because I worked 3 days, 8 to 6, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. We're done. Listen to me. Listen to me. Don't be such a nice guy anymore. They're scammers. You got it?
Thank you, Your Honor. Yes, ma'am.
Good. Thank you.
Marty's our
Have somebody look in on that old lady, too.
Marty's our excuse. You may step out.
A scammer? I don't completely think so.
I think they have a lot of problems and...
Just didn't have the money to pay him back.
I was sympathetic to that for over a year.
He was very nice. He gave us all the benefit of the doubt.
And it just got to the point where I just wanted to put it behind me.
He is a wonderful guy. I have no problem with him.
I'm glad to put it behind me. I'm glad they have their house.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hicks versus Lewis. Step forward.
Steve Hicks is suing his former friend, 19-year-old Ricky Lewis, for medical bills and pain and suffering resulting from Ricky's negligence while operating a boat during a fishing trip.
Mr. Hicks, how old are you, sir?
44.
It is your claim that a year and a half ago you were injured in a boating accident that was a result of the defendant's negligence. Defendant owned a boat, you went on the boat, you claim he was driving recklessly, you were injured and in and out of the hospital. This was about a year and a half ago. What date, sir?
August 24th, 2016.
And you were in the hospital for how long?
It was an inpatient outpatient surgery, so just one day.
And when for the first time did you see a lawyer?
I never have.
Why not?
Didn't really feel that I needed to.
Why not?
Well, we kind of came up with the agreement that he would just pay half the medical bills after everything was kind of finished.
Well, explain that to me, sir. So you didn't write that in your complaint. No. And if you are claiming substantial negligence on the part of somebody, it would seem to me that the first thing that you would do is speak to a lawyer and see if you had a cause of action for negligence.
I just wanted part of my medical bills paid.
And when for the first time did you discuss that with the defendant?
Basically the day that it happened, I told him that something was wrong with my shoulder. I'm gonna have to go to the doctor and have it checked out. And if he was willing to pay for some of the bills.
You remember that conversation?
Absolutely not.
You don't even put that in your complaint, sir, that he agreed to pay for half your medical bills and then he reneged on that. You don't say that in the complaint at all.
He never agreed to pay for anything.
Well, that's what you just told me a moment ago.
No, we text back and forth and I asked.
I'd like to see the text.
No, I don't have the text. I don't have that phone any longer.
That's why you bring an action immediately, not wait 2 years. So you hurt your shoulder when you were out on a fishing trip.
Correct.
And why is that his fault?
Basically.
Not basically.
Okay.
I want you to tell me why you think that it was his fault that you hurt your shoulder.
Because we were 2 hours late and he was driving too fast with the conditions of the water.
2 hours late for what?
For
the fish were waiting for
our meeting time.
You were going fishing.
The fishing works, from what I understand in the ocean, that you get out there the earlier they're still feeding, you're better chances of catching fish. So we had a meeting time of 4:30, hoping to be out to the islands by 5 o'clock.
Yes.
We did, so he was a little behind schedule and just trying to hurry to get out there.
And?
And just was going too fast and the waters were too rough.
Just a second. I'm just curious that you're making this up as you're going along. I think the whole thing is a bunch of hooey. Did you say you're going too fast?
I actually told him one time he was
You remember all this?
No, Your Honor.
When was the first time he called you and told you that he injured his shoulder and that he wanted you to be responsible for some of his medical bills?
It was at the end of April of 2017.
Do you remember that conversation, where it took place?
I do. He had actually messaged my mom on the 17th.
I'd like to see it. Do you have it? Do you have the phone?
I have my
May
phone.
May I see it, please? Thank you.
Take it up there.
Your Honor, that is just him asking me to call him.
Hey, can you give me a call?
Basically, because I couldn't get in touch with Mr. Lewis.
Show me your efforts.
I don't have the phone anymore. It was damaged. It does not work. I had to get a new phone.
That's your problem.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Somebody who wants $5,000 for medical bills from somebody because they were injured isn't holding up a big fish and says, take me right home, I hurt my shoulder. 5 hours later, you're still fishing.
And later today,
you live right next door to a property that was all part of your property at one time. So let's not talk to me as if I'm a building inspector. Let's talk to me as if I'm a judge who's not stupid.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Steve Hicks says, former friend Ricky Lewis injured him while negligently operating a boat on a fishing trip.
Now, did you call him?
I did, and he proceeded to tell me that he went fishing with my son and he got hurt and that he thought that Ricky should pay for part of his medical fees. And I told him that was between him and Ricky, that I knew nothing about it.
So you called him?
Mm-hmm.
Did you then ask your son about this gentleman?
I did.
I would assume that that's what you would do. As soon as he came, does he live with you?
Yes, he does.
So he came home and you said to him, April of 2017.
9 months later, I asked him, did Steve get hurt? Did he fall on the boat? And he told me, no, he didn't fall. And that's all I heard about the whole thing.
Did you go fishing that day with Mr. Hicks?
Yes, Your Honor.
And did you continue to fish on that day?
Absolutely.
How many hours did you fish?
We got out there around, I'd say, 7 o'clock, and we fished. I have a picture here of fishing at 12:50 in the afternoon.
May I see the photograph?
Absolutely. Here's a picture at 11 of him holding a 15-pound yellowtail.
May I see it, please?
And
that I did not catch.
Listen to me, Mr. Hicks. Somebody who wants $5,000 for medical bills from somebody because they were injured isn't holding up
a
big fish and says, take me right home, I hurt my shoulder. This is taken 11:30. You said that you were injured going out to the area where you were fishing because he was going too fast. Correct. 5 hours later, you're still fishing.
Correct.
Your case is dismissed. We're done. Thank you. Bye.
Parties are excused. May step up.
He hit a wave and I flew up in the air and I got impaled in the floor of the boat.
Caught a yellowtail. We had looked for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And
later on in the afternoon, after I told him I needed to go back because I couldn't stand it any longer.
I did hook the fish and I wound it up halfway, let him wind it up a little bit.
Basically adrenaline, didn't know how bad it was until I went to the doctor.
9 months later, got a phone call and...
Oh, we used to be friends. We will no longer be.
Now, you know, clearly we're not friends.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Torres Ramirez versus Ramirez, step forward.
Linda Ramirez and her brother, Gilberto Torres, are suing their former friends, Luis and Juanita Ramirez, for the money they paid for a garage apartment and for missing and damaged property.
Mr. Ramirez, you have a property that had a garage that you converted
Correct.
Into a living area.
Correct, yes, Your
And
Honor.
It was your hope to be able to sell that as an independent parcel of property. How many acres of property do you have?
Half an acre, Your Honor.
And your house is on that property as well?
My house is in the adjacent property, Your Honor.
Just a second. You live right next door to a property that was all part of your property at one time. So let's not talk to me as if I'm a building inspector. Let's talk to me as if I'm a judge who's not stupid.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you sell the garage? Your wife is saying yes. Did you sell the garage?
Somebody is paying
me. The answer is yes. Hey, don't play around with me. The answer is yes.
Yes.
She may take this nonsense from you. I don't take this nonsense from you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Linda Ramirez and brother Gilberto Torres claim former friends Luis and Juanita Ramirez scammed them on the sale of a garage apartment.
Now, you had a property. The whole property was how many acres?
A half an acre, the whole property.
You live next door?
I live on the other property next door.
Mr. Ramirez, we are not going to get along, you and I.
I apologize, but...
Good. Let's start again. How big is the entire property? Your property where you and your wife live and the property where this garage is. How big is the whole property?
Before approximately you had it... 1 acre.
So what you wanted to do is you wanted to sell the garage to somebody, and you were told that you had to subdivide the property in order to sell the garage to somebody as a permanent place to live. So you agreed to sell the property to Ms. Ramirez and her brother for $19,000. Is that correct?
Correct.
You have that in writing someplace?
It was just a verbal gentleman's agreement.
Okay. And they never moved in because you couldn't get permission until you surveyed your property, subdivided your property, and declared that this was a separate entity. Is that right?
Your Honor, not exactly.
Close enough.
Okay.
Close enough. You finally got the property subdivided. Is that correct?
No, it's not subdivided yet.
Not?
I can explain why.
Don't explain why. Did you sell the garage? Did you sell the garage? Your wife is saying yes. Did you sell the garage?
We have an agreement.
Just a second.
Yes. Somebody is paying
me. The answer is yes. Hey, don't play around with me. The answer is yes.
Yes.
She may take this nonsense from you. I don't take this nonsense from you. You have a new contract to sell the house. To whom? Name of the person.
The name of the person is Chapa, Sylvia Chapa. I have it right here.
I'd like to see it.
Okay. Hold on.
So now you sold this property that you still haven't subdivided in November for $4,000 more than you sold it to the plaintiffs. You sold it for $23,000.
Correct.
And these people you had a real estate purchase agreement with.
Correct.
Right. And have they given you any money yet?
No. Matter of fact, today is the first payment.
And why haven't you in the last 2 years had the property subdivided?
I'm glad you asked that, Your Honor. I made an effort to subdivide it. I got a contractor. I got a survey company. They started to do the work. Along comes a gentleman and his friend that asked me to stop the survey because they were going to buy the whole property.
Not interested.
All right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
How much money did you take from them?
They paid me $9,500.
They get it back. I only have jurisdiction to $5,000. I don't know why you didn't go higher. You're entitled to your money back.
Excuse me.
I mean, I don't know what he's trying to pull. He can't sell a garage for $19,000. He can't do that. It's not allowed. He has to have a certificate of occupancy. If he wants to rent it, he's got to redo it. He's got to make it so that it's livable. And if you want to buy just the garage the way it is, he still has to have it subdivided so that you can own something. You're paying money. You're not just paying rent. Ridiculous. Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. We're done.
Parties are excused when they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
But I guess this goes to show that no matter how long you know somebody or how well you think you know them...
It was a gentleman's agreement.
When you go into business with them, beware because they might show their true colors.
And we were going to be paying him, and within 3 months, he was supposed to subdivide it.
They should think twice before they buy something, before they put another person, another couple, another party in predicament.
And my brother could move in and stop paying rent where he was.
We're going to still be friends. Business is business, but friends are friends.